the end of this week's parsha, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of pigeon aben. Kadosh liko b'chor petak harechem b'vnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that he's been Kadesh, the b'chorim of b'nei Yisrael, from the time of Makas b'choros. What does the b'chor have to do? So the pasuk says that he has to be poda himself. The father has to be poda his child who's the b'chor. He gives chamisha slaim to the kohen. What's the tachlis of the mitzvah of pidyon aben? What's the purpose of the pidyon? So the Sfurno has a remarkable comment. The Sfurno says kedeshi mutarim b'avodas chol. The goal of pidyon aben is to redeem the bechor, to redeem the firstborn, because the bechor has a natural kedusha, and because he has a natural kedusha, he'd be prohibited from engaging in any mundane activities. So we're told of the bechor, similar to the concept of pidyon hegdish. When you have an object, or you have money that's hegdish, so if you want to be mechal of the kedusha, you want to take off the kedusha from the object or from the money, then you need a pidyon, a maisa pidyon, to transfer the kedusha to a different object. So here too, we're not transferring the kedusha, but we're taking away the kedusha from the bechor, because if he kept his kedusha, he'd be also b'avodas chol. We want to be matir him b'avodas chol, to allow him to engage, to live a physical life, to engage in mundane activities, so therefore we're poda the bechor. If that's the purpose of the pidyon, then it seems very difficult. We know we make a sudas mitzvah. The mitzvah of pidyon aben is an opportunity that we have a sudas mitzvah. We say shechianu, v'kimanu v'idyanu lazman hazeh, we make a brocha at the pidyon aben. Many hold that a bris milah we don't say a shechianu. There's pain, there's a tzara d'yanuka. The baby is in pain, so Shechianu is inappropriate, but by the pidyon aben we do say Shechianu, because it is a zman of simcha. What's the simcha? According to the Sfurno, we're stripping away kedusha from the bechor. Is that really a reason to make a Shechianu? Is that a reason to have a simcha, to have a sudas mitzvah, and to be joyful, and to be happy? Kind of a strange notion is that. What's more, we give an interesting bracha to the parents at the pidyon aben. You say v'yikoni zeh ben l'chaim l'torah u'liyira shamayim. That the child should have life, he should have Torah and yira shamayim. And then we add yiratzon shekashem shenichnas lapidyon ken yikoni zeh torah l'chupa l'masim tovim. So that second bracha, torah chupa l'masim tovim, that we've heard before. We hear that at the bris. Right? We tell the parents that the child should be zochet to torah chupa l'masim tovim. But what's this first bracha? That he should be zochet to chayim torah and yira shamayim. That's dafka mentioned by the pidyon aben. What does Yira Shamayim have to do with pidyon aben? Yaakov Kamenetsky explains in his Sefer on Chumash that the ideal Torah way of life is not to separate from the physical world. That's not the hashkaf of the Torah. But rather the goal is to elevate the physical world. To be involved in physical pursuits, but to elevate them, to infuse kedusha into everything a person does in life. If the Bechor were left in his gifted state of Kedusha, he'd never be able to achieve his true purpose in life. Because the goal is to live with the conflict of Kodesh and Chol, that difficult balancing act, and to be Mekadesh Bechomek, to grapple with the physical world, not to run away from the physical world. We strip the Bechor of his Kedusha to enable him to live life the way that the Torah wants him to work on himself, to elevate, to purify himself. That's the goal. The simcha of the pidyon aben is because we give the bechor the opportunity to work on himself, to develop himself, to earn his level of kedusha. And there's no greater gift than that. The gift is not to be given the level of kedusha, but rather to be given the opportunity to be involved in physical pursuits, to be involved in the gashmias of life, and to elevate that, and by doing so, to earn a person's status of kedusha. We're all familiar with the Gemara Nida that says that before a baby is born, the malach teaches him kol haTorah kula, and then, just as he's about to come out, he gives him a tap on his lip, on his mouth, and he causes him to forget all the Torah that he's learned. What's the purpose of teaching him the Torah in the first place if he's going to forget it anyway? Many answer that the idea is to make the baby into a clay kibbutz, to give him a natural connection to Torah, so that it'll be easier for him to learn Torah later in life, throughout life. But why make him forget it? If you're going to teach him Kol HaTorah Kula anyway, so make him into an Ish Kadosh V'Tohar, leave the Torah with him? Why take it away from him? The answer is because the goal is not to give a person Torah on a silver platter. That's not the Torah way. The goal of teaching him Torah in the womb is to prepare him for a life of effort, a life of hard work, to grapple the challenges, the temptations of the physical world, with the balance of Kodesh and Chol, to grapple with that, and to retrieve all of the Torah that the baby learned when he was still in the womb. That's the goal of life, and that's why we do give him the Torah to make him into a clay kibbutz, but we take it away from him, because ultimately, the highest level is when he can work on himself to bring the Torah back. How does a person appreciate what the yesod of life is all about? That life is about infusing ruchnius into the gashmius of the world, to bring kedusha into mundane activities. How does a person appreciate that? Only if he has Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim is the ingredient the person needs to keep the right perspective, to keep focused on the goal. That's the Yirah Shamayim. And that's why Dafka at the Pidyon HaBen, we give the parents a bracha that the child should be zocha to Chayim, to Torah, and to Yirah Shamayim. Because if he has that ingredient, then he'll be able to remain focused on the goal, on infusing ruchnius in his life, and achieving a sense of kedusha. Message of the Pidyon HaBen is that the ideal is not to be granted a gift of kedusha, but rather to work on oneself, to withstand the challenges of life, and to raise oneself to the highest levels of kedusha. Chips.